Hey there, Spider.
Welcome back to the Beanie Boys episode 3.
Episode 3, part two. Because we obviously didn't make a first cut of the first one.
Yeah, we tried. And something went wrong, and
Jake fed me alcohol, and then he started filming. And no, he started recording.
I was filming too.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I haven't shown you that yet.
That's only for me. Wow.
It was at a bar, and we were doing a porch session, but, yeah, something went wrong, and it's gone, never to be heard again.
Wait, hold on, hold the phone. And we're back! So anyways, yeah, so Jake gave me a bunch of alcohol that day. Why did we go out that day?
It was a Tuesday.
Was it a Tuesday?
Yeah, it was definitely a Tuesday.
I don't know what day it is anymore. It's very, very scary. Because we will go out and get hammered. Like, legit drunk on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
At, like, 11:40.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing with our lives?
It's like the terrible, like, single life of 22. But
we're a lot older than
older
that.
Older than
yeah,
that.
No, it's...
But we're still single.
Oh, my God.
So we just kind of... Instead of going out to meet people, we just go out and just hang out with each other.
Can I tell you a story? I already told you a story.
Tell me a story, Brian.
Last time I embarrassed myself, it was about 3 weeks ago, and one of my coworkers is 20, and she lived at Portland State, and what happened was she was like, hey, we're going to have a little party. You want to come? And I was like, no, in my head. But of course, I didn't want to seem lame, so I was like, yeah, I'll be there. And then so it was like a Friday night.
Yeah.
And so we did this thing called slap the bag. Have you heard of slap in the bag?
That's a classic college, like, I'm trying to get fucked up right now.
Okay, so I never slapped the bag before.
Right.
This is my first time.
You're a bag tapper.
First
bag slapper.
Time. Slapping the bag. You slapping the bag?
You slapping the bag.
Yes, you slapping the bag.
The bag.
Are you gonna come in here and kiss me? Like, you never hear that in the kitchen. How awesome would that be? Would you ever go back to that restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Like, some guy talking like that, like an Italian accent?
Yeah, like, this place is gonna be the best pasta I've ever had.
I would have so many questions, though.
Right.
Is that, like, you know, you're not gonna come kiss Papa on the lips? Like, you know, like, he's
like,
an
was
Italian
that,
Mickey Mouse.
Was that, like, his co-worker? Was that his wife?
Yeah, is that, like, no, it's
was
definitely
like,
male on male.
Yeah.
It's definitely a younger, creepier... I mean, an older, creepier man.
Oh, yeah.
That
I'm
looks
like
Mario.
Like the server boy.
He has a mustache. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them have mustaches.
Right.
The thing is, server boy, he has a thin one. Like
right.
A thin one.
Like a classic Italian, like little stick figure guy. Little thin.
Thin paper
kinda,
thin mustache.
Yeah, kind of hanging on the lip.
But, like, no, he's, like, 17, though. So that's what makes
ooh,
it confusing.
No,
it's
bad.
A really weird turning point.
Right.
And he's like, you're going to kiss me or what? And
then
he's
like...
But
you don't know what it is because it's just behind a wall. So it could be...
Yeah, but I would have so many questions and I would just be like, yo, how come no one wants to kiss me on the lips like that? You know, like, imagine if someone said that. Like, have you ever seen somebody else talk the way that we talk about, like, kissing men and, like, doing weird shit? Happened to me at work one time. And we didn't even finish the story of me getting embarrassed. We got straight into the Monopoly guy, and he was Italian. He wasn't the Monopoly guy. Do not pass go, do not collect $200. You know, that's all you gotta know.
Right.
But, yeah. Anyways.
Alright, so we're going back to story one.
Back to the story. So,
back to the
we slap in the bag. That's how it started. God damn it. That's how it fucking started. You slap in the bag, you kiss me in the lips.
Yeah.
I do that. So, anyways, first time slapping the bag.
Yeah.
So.
So what is it?
Slapping the bag is where you get a classy box of wine, and you take it out of the box, and it's just a fucking bag. It looks like an IV full of wine, right?
Right.
And then so what you do is that you drink the wine on your little nipple thing, that little suction,
little spout,
but it's perfect for nips. Because,
yeah.
I don't know. If you slap the bag, you know exactly what I'm talking
right.
about. No one will be like, what the fuck's he talking about? But I'm going to suck on those wine teats. You bet your ass I will. So
you're slapping the bag.
You slap at the bag. You kiss me in the lip, I slap you with the bag. And then so you do the spout,
right.
And someone's like, you know, watching you. They're spotting you, pretty much. Uh-huh. And then so you don't tap the bag until you slap at the bag. Then you slap the bag, you stop drinking wine.
Right.
Okay. So we were playing slap the bag tonight. And I was like, yo, what the fuck does that mean? And they're like, hey, you'll find out. And I'm like, wait, what? No, I don't. Wait, we slapped in the bag? And then everyone knew what slapping the bag was. Everyone's like, yo, you going to slap the bag tonight? And I was like, yeah.
Was this an offense?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this? I was getting ready to run marathons. I was about to stretch. I'm about to show these kids what's good. Right. So, anyways, I had that, you know, am I going to go? Yeah. Am I not going to go?
Right.
Because if I didn't go, you know.
The entire theme was a slap the bag party. I didn't know it could be a theme. I thought it was a game you played in the party.
It's a theme, dude. And then so, like, I had to, like, burp, but it didn't come out, you know? And so, we go. For dinner, I had a breadstick.
Ooh.
A breadstick.
Just one breadstick.
Just one breadstick. And it was, like, you know, that Safeway Select shit, but that shit slapped. So then.
Slap the bag.
Slap at the bag, yeah. So then, you already know the episode's going to be called Slap the Bag. And so. I had a breadstick, and then I almost didn't go. I was, like, contemplating when I got off work.
You needed more food.
I was just like, oh my god, I need to eat some food. And then I was like, obviously, if I'm slapping the bag, I'm not gonna go home, get my car, and drive back.
No way.
You know?
Yeah.
So, saw one of my coworkers, and she's like, hey, you gonna slap the bag tonight? And I was like, what the fuck? I gotta go now. I have to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
So then, she's like, oh, okay, we took, like, one of the buses over there. And then she's like, oh, I know where she lives. Like, we'll just go and, like, hang out for a little bit. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll just go. Mm-hmm. And then so I go. My plan was I was going to be there for, like, an hour. Right? No. Because the next day I was supposed to hike with my friend. You know I wasn't going to make it to that
trip. Right.
And so I was like, I got to hike. And I know in my head that I said that, but I was like, I didn't remember saying it out loud. And then, like, we'll get back to that story.
Right.
And then so supposed to go on a hike. And so we get there. We start drinking wine immediately. Right? And then we do King's Cup.
Yeah.
And so we play a game of King's Cup with wine.
Oh my god.
And then so after that, for dessert, I had some more wine.
Dessert wine?
Dessert wine.
How many boxes of wine were
we
at
had two.
This?
We had two, but
and
then
it
we had
that long?
We had two, but then we had bottles of wine on top of the bags. Because it was wine night. And so I was just drinking like a madman. Like I just don't remember not drinking.
Oh my god.
And then so we did King's Cup.
Yeah.
And then we did Smoke and Fire. Mm-hmm. And I remember Smoke and Fire because I had to do it. But we were playing with wine. Don't forget.
Oh,
with wine. So I had wine paired with more wine. Top it off with wine. And then so I had to, like, I don't even remember how much I drank.
Yeah.
But it was like one of those where I'm like, I'm going to show these kids a good time.
Right.
And then so, like, literally just kept drinking. And
yeah.
I'm 30. Everyone's like 20. And I was drinking like I was 20.
Right.
And then so I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then so. After that, night was over. Literally, I shit you not, night was over. I woke up at 8 a.m. the next day in a room where I had no idea where
Holy
I was.
Shit.
And I looked, no one was there. And I was wearing a sweatshirt that night, right? My sweatshirt was zipped up all the way. And my hood was on, like, tight. And I was like, what the fuck? I woke up in sweat. Like, I was dripping sweat. You ever wake up in the middle of the night with a t-shirt and you're like, oh, this is too hot, and you throw the fucking shirt off?
Right.
So I woke up in some stranger's bed, all wet, and I didn't know if I pissed myself because I was just wet from head to toe. I was sweating.
Right.
Right. And then I look, and it gets worse. I look to my left. I threw up everywhere on this girl's bed. And then I was like, oh, man. I looked at this, like, the fucking throw-up that I was lying in, and I was like, oh, my God. I looked down. My sweatshirt and my pants are covered in throw-up. And I was like, Jesus Christ. So I get out of the room, and my two coworkers are in the living room, and they grabbed their bed. So she had a room, and she shared her room.
Yeah.
So she grabbed her own mattress. And they slept in the living room. That's how fucked up
I was.
That
sounds like a fucking college party.
Yeah. And then so they grabbed their mattress, put it in the living room, and then the first thing I said was I woke up and I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened? And they're like, I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I automatically apologized. Because I was like, dude, I blacked out. I could have said anything to these people. They don't know me. Like, you know, like, I've only hung out with them a handful of times, and then they don't get my sarcasm.
Right. You could have told them to kiss Papa.
Yeah. Hey, you trying to kiss me? You gotta come here, kiss me on the lips. And they're like, I don't want to invite this guy anywhere. He slaps the bag too hard.
Crazy.
So then I apologized, and the first thing I said was, I'm sorry about what I did last night. Did I kiss anyone? Because I don't know. I could have kissed everyone there.
That was the first thing that came to your mind.
I was like, oh my God. Hey,
sorry about the thump. It was, did I kiss anybody?
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. Like, you black out, you could kill someone in those times. Yeah. Like, you don't even know. Right. And then so I was so embarrassed. I took the walk of shame.
Yeah.
And I got a Lyft at 8 in the morning.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, I was supposed to meet up my friend and we were supposed to go hiking at 8 in the morning. I texted him at 7:52 and I woke up and I was like, yo, I'm going to be late. You know, because like there's no way. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
There is no way I knew what happened.
Yeah.
And then so the next day I got really nervous because I had the day off. And then the next day I went in to work.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, yo, what if someone's like, dude, Brian pulled his pants down. He's wiggled his dick in front of us. He's like, you like a meatball? And then like, you know, what if I said that? I could totally,
right.
I would do that sober. You know, like I would totally do that if I was blacked out. I don't know what I can do. I don't know what I'm capable of.
Right.
So then
definitely
I get to
a
work.
Little wiggle dick is you're capable of that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, definitely. Who hasn't tried
right.
that? Have you done that?
Well,
like,
look in the mirror and it's like,
oh
it's like
my
Scribble's
God.
Nose and you just kind of like wiggle it around.
You slap it, dude. You just like go in the full 360.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Like, what can I do?
No, it's always like you have the towel and you're like, ah, like you're like a devil. You're like a devil, dude. You just like always look at yourself in the mirror like, I'm doing it. And then you have to like think like, have you ever just slapped, like, your balls back and forth between your legs and you just do it?
Yeah.
You're like, because I can.
Because I can do it.
I'm an American. So anyways, I took a Lyft home at 8 in the morning.
My eye is twitching.
No. No, papi. Hey, papi. So anyways, don't
kiss me in the lips,
you're
going to
kiss me in the hey, papi. You're going to kiss me in the lips.
You
kiss
me. You want to kiss?
Are you going
to kiss?
I will take you a kiss.
Give me a kiss?
Two kisses.
Give you a
one
kiss.
Kiss for you. You give me two kisses. What if you bargained with a man about how many kisses a drink would be worth? Like, three good kisses?
One drink,
or
one
like,
kiss, one drink, two kisses.
Like a peck. I think a peck. Like, peck on his shoulder. I kiss your shoulder.
I kiss your shoulder.
And so I think a peck on each cheek and one little, a smooch. Like a wet, moist
like
smooch.
Like just to end it all. So
yeah,
nice
like
smooch.
Three kisses for one PBR.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like, and then like that. It's like 10 seconds of like, oh, that was gross. And it's got to be like the grossest guy too. He's got to be this.
Oh
he's got to be a man.
He's gotta be.
He's
a gotta man.
Be a manly man.
A really manly man.
Speaking of men, have you ever kissed a man?
Yes, on a New Year's Eve. I think it was like three of them.
Remember
oh
that? My God, you were a fucking beast, dude.
I think you kissed me.
I think
you
kissed me. You
was,
did to kiss me.
That was the smooches. The like. Like the cheek grabs.
It was like you grab. Yeah, you grabbed the cheeks.
Yeah.
Who would be, like, a key example of, like, you grabbing the cheeks and you're, like that. Like, you just, like, do it to your friends and you're like, what the fuck was that? And you're like, all right, that was weird.
Like,
but
was
if you're,
I a baby just now?
Yeah.
You
look
just,
so
he saw
cute.
Me, but it was, like, a baby face of me. And it's like, wah! And then it's like, oh, come here.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're a smart little baby.
You see your little cheeks.
I don't think I would ever want to, like, I mean, I guess babies are cute, but, like, I guess maybe, like, I feel like a dog. I'd be like, oh, look at the dog! And then you grab his ears, you're like, I've never seen you before, but I'm gonna put my lips on you. Like, you can only do that with dogs, and then, like, I guess girls you're interested in.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
maybe.
Maybe. Have you ever got the kiss hello? Like, when someone kisses you on the cheek?
Nope, I've never heard that before.
Not comfortable with that.
No.
Like, when you first do it, it's a weird thing.
You're like, this is an ending thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, I've had friends do that where it's like, they, like, say goodbye, and then they kiss on the cheek, and you're like, whoa, do I kiss back? Like, what, there's so many different, do I accept it?
That quick second of, like, do I turn a kiss to, or do I, like, smile, or pat on the back? Oh, what do I do?
Yeah, like, what do I do?
If you want to kiss back, and then you chase them.
Come back here. Come back
like,
here.
Like away from you.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
Like, oh, yeah, I forgot the kiss. You do.
Yeah, this for you. You smack.
A little quick smooch.
Yeah. So
it's a great way to end your day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I enjoy the facial hair. That's why I don't think I can ever date a man.
Right.
Because I remember...
I can't stand my own.
I mean, there's some times where it's prickly.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's prickly.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, like, feel it. Like, you ever, like,
just right, yeah.
bite your, like, mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's a prickly pear. And then so, I don't get it. Like, I just feel bad. I can never kiss a man enjoying it.
Just with the mustache.
With
but,
a
like,
thick
he's got,
mustache?
He's, but he's got a... But, so, like, you could kiss him without a mustache, but...
What if he's smooth?
But
like
you
sealed.
Want somebody who has a mustache. So it's like you can't have...
Both. Are you a fan of the mustache?
The mustache,
man?
Oh yeah.
Oh, so in order to kiss this man...
He would have to have one, but then that would be the deal breaker, because there was a mustache there.
Yeah, so that would be your opt-up. Like, I would really like to kiss this man,
but
he has
I
a
can't.
Mustache. And that's my favorite, but I can't kiss you because you're a man.
Right.
And there's a mustache.
No mustache, you're my man. Mustache, no end.
But then what if a guy comes up with no mustache and he's like, hey, give me a smooch. Would you give him a smooch?
No.
Oh my God, Jacob, you're so difficult. You just told me. That's so, you just don't. I just don't want to kiss a man. That's basically what you're telling me.
No. But then you got the stubble or like the bald baby.
I'm talking about he's like
bald baby lip.
Smooth as a baby's
bald baby
bottom.
Lip.
Bald baby what?
Bald baby lip.
Bald baby
it's
lip.
It's like a baby head, but it's a lip.
I'm a little weirded out by the baby.
Yeah.
Because of course I would kiss it.
Kiss the baby on the lip.
Kiss the baby. Like, ugh. God, babies are weird, man. They're so weird.
Yeah.
You, like, if they ever look at you, do you just...
Yeah, there's like...
Okay.
What the
do
fuck
we,
is going on with your face?
Do we give back the look? Or, like, when a baby looks at you, you give them back, like, a goofy look?
Right.
Sometimes I
like,
have to think about it.
What the fuck are you doing?
I have to think about it, because sometimes when I do it, I feel like I'm just creepy.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'll do like a stupid face and like the parent will look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at something? What you looking at?
I was just seeing the
it's
time.
Still doing it.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are we at right now?
I don't know. Let me pause.
All right, hold on.
So anywho. I'm going to finish up my story really quickly before we fucking segment onto a different subject once more. So I went into work and I was super scared of, you know, going up to someone
mm-hmm.
who was ever there at the party. That was only 3-4 other people.
Right.
And so I was very terrified and I was like, oh my God, what if I said something fucked up? Or like, what if I did something weird? And then so they just like... all went up to me. Like, I went up to them individually. I was like, yo, I'm so sorry about, like, what happened, you know? And then so I was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I literally blacked out. And like, oh, so you don't remember going to the football field? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? We did what now? And they're like, yeah, we went outside. And I was like, oh, my God.
Holy
I don't
shit,
remember
that's scary.
That. Yeah, like, at all. Going outside a different environment, I don't remember that. So we go to the football field, and I found out that we smoked 2 joints.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, oh my God. So at first I slapped the bag, and then I smoked 2 joints. No wonder why I just blacked out. And then so I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm so fucked up. I was like so fucked up. I'm so sorry. And then everyone's like, dude, I don't remember anything either. And I was like, oh my God. And so one of my other coworkers... he got fucking plastered. And so, like, you know how, like, on football fields, they have, like, some poles that stick out of the fucking thing so no cars can, like, drive on top of it?
Yeah.
He stole one.
Huh?
So
what?
He picked up, like, this gigantic pole, and he picked it up, and it's in their apartment right now.
Oh
and
my
I was like,
God.
Oh,
that's
my...
that's such a college thing to
do. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. What the fuck? Why would you do that? And he's like, I don't know. I thought it was funny, you know?
I,
like,
I think
Jesus.
In my college, we would steal traffic cones.
Yeah, we thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was... so I wasn't the only person that was, like, fucking trash.
That's good.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Damn.
Yeah. But Jake has a little topic that he would love to...
yeah, we're
going to
jump into
about.
A topic called the Tind. Tinder. Because, Brian...
why'd you look at me like that? Why'd you give me that look?
Like
I know what this is going on.
The lowdown. Since Brian and I are some single bachelors, we've been trying the Tinder life, you know, see how it goes. and
awful.
It's just always terrible. There's no excuse about it. It's always terrible. Because you swipe and then you get someone. Or, well, first of all, you swipe and you don't ever get anybody. And then you get one, you get all excited about it, and then you message him within like 2 minutes saying like, hey, how was your Tuesday? And they're like,
it's always the worst. I'm terrible.
The intro is like so hard because it's just like,
well, because if you get a good one, they don't reply. That's what makes me mad. Yeah, like in their bios, they'll be like, hey, my favorite movie is Shrek 2. And then I go like, hey, don't care. If I say a Shrek 2 quote, then you better, like, reply. Like, you know, like, I would be like, oh, what? Like, someone, like, actually read my stupid bio.
Right.
They looked into it, and they're like, hey, I'm gonna think, what will, like, you know, win this girl's heart with a Shrek quote? Like,
it's donkey.
Yeah, eh, donkey. You know, and then, so, what I get mad about is that they don't reply.
Right.
Like, when someone stole my response. So, me and Jake will... I guess we will compare whoever we get just to see if we've seen that other person because Portland's pretty small and you've seen multiple people on there.
Right.
Sometimes you even see them in real life and it's terrifying.
Without
even meeting them in person. You're like, oh my God, I know that girl from Tinder. And then it's like, you don't know anything about her, but you know 5 slides about her life. And then like, I think, what do you think the most common photograph would be? Like, do you ever see a really weird one?
On a trail.
A trail's a good one.
Yeah, for sure, on a trail.
Here's me with a waterfall.
A waterfall, yeah.
Waterfall, gym. I see gym a lot.
I don't see gym that often.
I see gym every once in a while, and once they're showing me pictures at the gym, I'm intimidated because I don't go to the gym. Right. So I'm going to be like, wow, this girl's going to realize what a lazy piece of shit I am.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that's not going to fly. Like, she works out all the time, or she goes to the gym and takes pictures and never goes again. Because those photos can be fucking, you know, from years ago.
Right.
Like, I have photos from years ago where I'm like, I don't have any recent qualifying pictures that are going to provide my out there-ness of look at me on Tinder, you know? Right. But I've seen the gym ones. I've seen the ones where they're, like, trying to be funny, and then they're not. And
or
you're
or
like,
the laughing ones with a friend.
Oh, the laughing ones? No, what my favorite is when there's multiple people in the photo.
Ooh,
and I'm like, okay, I'll figure out the next 2 or 3, which one are you? And then there's like a group photo and then there's like one with like their dad or something and you're like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, who are you?
Right.
Like, are you the man?
Are you
I don't get it. Yeah, are you Jim? Because I want to date you. Give me a kiss. I don't get it. Do you,
So I feel like after that point where like they don't, you send one message and then they don't respond, then you get onto like the ones where it's like, okay, you talk for a day, and then
it's done.
And then after that is when it gets like, okay, that's the date. Like, I feel like more than 2 days is like a, you're probably gonna go on a date.
You know what I mean?
I think so.
I'm a little different. What I will do is I will talk to them, and if they're interested and like we're having a good conversation, I will be like, okay, here's my Instagram. And then, like, that way, like, you do, like, your further research.
Right.
Which you gotta, like, okay, let's see what type of personality they have. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, without even knowing them, without even meeting them, you're kind of like, let's see their Instagram and see what their life is like.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you get the text message where you're like, here's my number. I gotta go to work. And then, like, you give them the phone number.
Right.
And then once you get the phone number, that's when
you start texting. Or you say, like, oh, it's just, I hate this app. It's not very good.
Yeah,
so,
oh, that's a classic.
So, just send me a text message.
My favorite, which I always do, was I was like, hey, I can't go on this app during work, but you can text me. Or like, I'm
like
not going to bed.
Like someone's watching over your shoulder.
I
like,
mean, because like, I can text on my watch.
No, Tinder at work.
Have you ever seen people?
It's like you're in middle school and like, the teacher's like,
no, don't go on Tinder now.
Or it's like you have your phone under the table and then your teacher just goes, Brian, put it away.
No, we don't do that. Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, sorry.
Okay, I saw one of my coworkers.
And you're embarrassed because they're on Tinder.
It's disgusting in public.
Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely one of those.
You're just rating people just in public. You're just looking.
Yeah. It's like, ugh, pervert. Like, I remember seeing some dude on the bus, and he was like, this is in San Francisco. This is like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember seeing some dude on the bus, and he was on Tinder. Like, Tinder just came out. And he was just sliding through those
back and forth.
Like, not even looking at multiple pictures.
Right.
Like, he was just doing it with, like, one thumb. Like, bum, 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 bum. And then I was like, ew, you're disgusting. you're judging these women. And, but, like, then when you go at home, you're just like, ugh. Like, you're, like, just disgusting.
It's bad.
You're so gross. Like, you do that out of boredom.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, have you ever talked to someone for one day, and then the next day you're like, wow, that was boring.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk to you anymore.
Right.
Like.
I feel like, yeah, after you get the number, and that's when you start setting up a date, or if you just talk, like, on the app or whatever for, like, a few days, like, a week, and it's like, so are we ever going to go out or not?
Yeah. You're just kind of like, okay, why am I talking to you still?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like that's weird because I had that where it was the opposite, where this is really rare, but, like, she was into me and I was not into her.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the opposite. It's always like, right. Oh, yeah, I'm totally into this girl. She does not like me at all. So it's, like, it's weird. And so, like, you do, like, that, like, when it's, like, a dry, like, you're like, oh, I don't want to mm-hmm. talk to you anymore. Like, this is kind of boring. Like, we're running out of stuff to talk about.
Right.
So, like, she kept on messaging me, and she's like, hey, we should hang out soon. And I'm like.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I was like, oh, what do I do?
I'm busy this weekend.
Yeah, I was like, what do I do? And I felt really guilty. And then so she kept on saying that, and I was like, I don't even remember liking you.
Yeah.
Like, we started talking, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I felt like an asshole. But, right. I just don't remember liking you.
Right.
And I was like, because I get so many likes, you know.
So,
like,
many likes.
I got, like, 4.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta talk to you. But, like, it was, I felt really bad.
Right.
So I was just like, what do I do? So, I took the fucking lamest route, and I just deleted the app. And I just didn't say anything. I was like, nope, I'm done. Like, because I was like, what was I going to say? I fell in love with someone else. Like, I was like,
right.
You can't, I couldn't be like, I'm sorry, I'm not attracted to you. Like, that's going to ruin someone's day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to hear that shit. Like, you're going on fucking Tinder, you're putting yourself out there, you're putting your stupid photos out there. I hope someone likes me for me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you just feel so, like on display.
Right.
Like, you're literally like, hey, girls, look what I have to offer. I
right.
do this.
You're so
I rocket
right.
climb. I rocket climb.
Rockets,
it's a new
baby.
Thing. That's not even out yet. I do it. You know, like, no. Like, you always see, like, dudes. I was, like, so curious. Whenever I'm swiping through, I see a dude. I always look at his photos because I want to see my competition.
Right.
I want to see what this guy's posting that I'm missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, number one thing, I don't have a profile. Because I feel weird talking about myself.
You need a bio.
But I can't do it.
You need at least, like, 2 things in there.
It's so weird. I want to have, like, a fucking witty comment. Like, you ever see those girls that have, like, the witty comments, and you're like, whoa, you don't even need a profile. That
right.
was amazing.
I mean, mine says Counting Crows aficionado in it.
And you get likes?
And I get likes. And it also says, don't mind my short shorts on my... Or my high water pants.
So,
6'7"
exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those who do not know what Jake is or what he looks like,
what I am,
who he is as a person, he is gigantic and he's 6'7" and 6'7" and he gets all the ladies because there's multiple bios
but
that I've seen.
Get them.
No, I think you do because there's multiple bios
mm-hmm.
where it'll be like. If you're under 5'10", don't even swipe. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not even going to swipe on you. Don't even worry about it, girl.
Right.
And, I mean, I don't want to put on 5'3". You know how many likes I'm not going to get? Like, everyone's going to be like, this guy is short as fuck. Swipe to the left. You know, like, nah, dude.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, eventually, I got a deal for... Tinder Plus. And I was like, oh, how much? $7? Interesting. But then, I got a deal for Tinder Gold, which that's the top prime. You get extra super likes. You can have unlimited swipes, so you just never, ever end. You can, like, choose your location. You have so many perks to get to having the gold. But, so... I was like, oh, I'm going to check it out. And I had a credit in my account from doing surveys about where I am in Google Maps. And so I was like, cool, just free money? I'll just buy it. So I was like, cool. So we got Tinder Gold. And then I told Brian, I was like, you got to get it. Like, because if I get it, we're going to go in together, you know?
So
we're diving in.
Let me butt in right here. So when I looked it up, I was curious about it. I was like, you know what? 1 month trial, $30. And then it's like, best bet, 6 months, only $80. And then you get to like a year, and a year is like, you're gonna have a year of Tinder Gold? Like, that sounds like a fucking punishment.
Right.
Like, that just sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so, when I looked it up, I was like, hey, Jake, how much is it for yours? And he's like, oh, normal price for me, $10. It was triple the price because I'm 30. So if you're under 30, it's only $10. So I was just like, Jesus, for $30, I'm not going to do this. That's a dollar a day, dude. So then Jake was a sweet baby angel, and he has those T-Mobile Tuesdays, and he got Tinder Gold for, what was it, a dollar?
$1.
$1 hot dog, $2 water.
Exactly.
It was crazy.
Ooh.
What was that?
Some thunder.
Was that thunder?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. I think it's thundering right now.
Thunder
in summertime, in Oregon, Portland.
Down on Thunder Island.
Down on Thunder Island, he said, with a smile as big as his heart. I didn't know where this was going. But yeah, so we both have Tinder Gold.
And the weirdest thing is that you get when people like you. Before you even have to like them. That's like cheating. That's really like cheating.
It was weird. It was really weird seeing...
We had so many more matches.
It was weird seeing who liked me.
Yeah.
And some of them were like, oh, you did? Like, whoa, I could never see that. Or some of them were like, oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
See, I wonder what it would be like for to be a girl having Tinder. Just like constant messages... Like, tons of them?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like every girl was probably bombarded with messages. And do you think, like, what if you got a picture of a dick? Like, what would you respond with
right.
that? Like, it's just like you open it up, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, it's just 9 in the morning on, like, a Tuesday.
Right, and there's
it's
a big
like,
flaccid dick in the
yeah, it's like, ugh. Wait, flaccid? You do that flaccid? I would pump myself up a little bit.
Right.
I would flaccid. They're gonna be like, "Who's that woman? Who is that? I don't see anything there." And all the hair would go out. Yeah,
just
like a tumbleweed.
Like the end game.
I feel like I would just mist away like Thanos' snap. You know, definitely that would be a weird experience of getting a dick pic. But like, how often do you think like out of 10 dudes that talk to them? At a time, like, how many dudes do you think
like
are talking?
One out of 10.
I want to say, like, maybe 10's a normal amount, or 5. 5 people. Imagine 5 people talking to you at the same time in one hour.
I think the most of it was 3, and it was for, like, a minute, and then it was, like...
I felt so cool.
2, I was like, whoa.
I felt so cool. I was like, wow, 3 girls are talking to me at the same
time. I'm trying
time.
To juggle 3 conversations.
Yeah, like, hey, like, what's good? Even they're all like, hey, I'm at work.
Right.
You know, like, I got nothing on these. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
It's always like, ha, 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 I'm at work. Aha! Oh, I can't wait.
Ha-has.
I can't wait for this day to be over so I can grab a drink. Oh, where do you like drinking? Oh,
ha-ha-ha.
Tell me your favorite spot. Aha! Ha! I don't like that beer. Like, it's a lot of like lollygagging until you get the final date. How are you on first dates?
Ooh, I play like super not shy, but. Like,
are you the squirrel?
I'm reserved.
Are you the squirrel?
I'm the squirrel on the date.
You're the
for
squirrel
sure.
on the date?
Yeah.
The innocent
squirrel. But, like, I have, like, the big puppy eyes and, like, always just, like, listening and listening.
You're like, I'm so interested.
Trying to think of good questions to ask. Because I have no idea.
Oh, no. That's the best is when you just, like, just go.
Just random. Yeah.
Just random spill out something. And then you just hope that it links to a story in your head. And they're like, I'm going to top this story with another story. And then you're like, all right, cool. Like, I feel like I can have a lot of conversations with people.
It's like a talk
on first
extra
dates.
On first dates.
Oh, definitely. Because you can't be lame on your first date.
Right.
Because then you're like, I don't want to hang out with this guy. This guy sucks.
Do you jokes in your first date?
I am just a sarcastic bitch.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Literally, I will tell embarrassing stories. The first day we meet,
yeah, me too.
Because I try to get that sense of humor if they're not, like, laughing at my jokes. Have you ever hung out with someone, like a girl, and she didn't laugh at your jokes?
Yeah.
it hurts.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, am I not funny?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally
am
one
I
of those.
Am I the only one who thinks I'm funny?
Yeah.
Like, my friends are just pitying me? Oh, gosh.
It's literally one of those where if they don't laugh, you're like, wow, that girl did not laugh at any jokes.
Yeah.
Like, that one, that supposable double date.
Yeah.
That girl hated me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm not trying to offend you. Like, I'm literally just a sarcastic asshole. And, like, I'm sorry, this is who I am.
Right.
Like, I had to apologize for being me.
How do you think it would be if we both got dates and we both went to the same place to go hang out and do a double date, but only us knew about it, and then it just, like, became this, like, two random women, and then just, like, hi, I'm so-and-so. We're on a first date right now, and, like, you guys are on the same first date, too.
That'd be horrible.
So awkward.
You know what happened? We would just talk to each other.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even talk to them. They would be friends, and then we would just leave together. Yeah, we would just leave together and be like, yeah, whatever, fuck it.
Back to normal.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. Square one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I want to do that with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. I think I'll pass.
Do you ever bring girls on first dates with, like, friends? Like,
no.
Oh, we're all hanging in the park. Why don't you come along?
No. I'm a one-on-one person until, like, about, like, the fourth or fifth date.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. I want to get to know them and make sure they're okay, because I feel like if I'm going to introduce you to my friends, you're important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to be, like, some random, I went on a date with this girl, and, like,
what if you're
meet
talking
all my
to
friends.
Them, what if you're talking to them for, like, 3 or 4 weeks, and you still haven't gone on a date?
Oh, we were talking for, like, 3 or 4 weeks? No, I feel like that's still one-on-one.
Still going on one?
Still one-on-one, because I'll be like...
I think I've done a few with friends, and it was fun.
How many friends?
Maybe, like, 3. That's pretty good.
I mean, how would you feel if she was like, hey, we're going to hang out with 3 of my other friends at this bar, you want to come? Like, I feel like that is going to be a lot more pressure, because that's mm-hmm. like... I gotta impress this girl I just met.
I did that. Actually, one time I did it. We had dinner, and it was I went on a date, and it was her 3 friends, and we had been dating for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't meet them all for the first time, and we were like, I just throw into it. I was like, oh gosh.
How did you feel afterwards?
I felt like it was like a
marathon
on the stage. Like, yeah. I was like trying to, like, be the funny guy and, like, trying to, you know, impress her, and then try to impress the friends, and then you're just like. You are juggling
on
the stage.
On, like, a 5-person date. You're, like, speed dating, basically.
Exactly.
Like, meeting the friends is... Okay, I think meeting the friends is one thing where, like, you can easily, like... All right, just say a stupid joke,
mm-hmm.
buy her a drink or something. You know, like, buy her a drink in front of her friends.
Right.
You could easily win over the friends.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like parents were one of those things I never mastered.
See, I think I'm really good at parents.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm good with the friends.
Yeah.
See?
That is interesting.
I can't do the parents. Like, I can hang out with the parents, but there's never a relationship. It's never, like, a bond.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of, like, small talk. Like, I remember one time I had to pick up my ex-girlfriend's mom
mm-hmm.
from the hospital one time.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked at the hospital. And, like, my ex-girlfriend was like, hey, can you pick her up from the hospital? And I'm like, she was at work, and I wasn't doing anything, and she
yeah.
knew I wasn't doing anything. And she's like, it'll mean a lot if you can pick her up. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to pick up your mom, and it's 40 minutes of traffic. And I'm like, what are we going to talk about? This
right.
is going to be fucking weird. And so I couldn't turn the music on.
Right.
I obviously had to talk to her, and it was, like, really surface talk. It was really like, oh, this traffic. Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, 5 o'clock. It's traffic time.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, I hate myself for all these conversations. I did it. It worked
yeah.
out. But it was a 40 minutes of pure panic and
Jeez.
Pure, like, oh my God, I am nervous. Like, what am I going to say? Because I'm, like, a fucking idiot. You know,
yeah,
like, I'm not
right.
going to say, like, I can't talk to her how I normally talk to fucking people my age or
mm-hmm.
anyone else. I can't be like, oh yeah, you know, you're going to give me a kiss there, mama. You know, like, I can't do that to her. She's going to be
yeah.
like, this guy's fucking weird, and he's not allowed to date my daughter.
Right.
Fuck this guy.
I just feel like it doesn't work. I mean, it's fun. Like, Tinder is fun, but it never really, nothing comes of it that's, like, super, I mean, at least for me, just, like, super long. It's, like, I feel like maybe a couple months, if anything, and it just kind of, like, fizzles out.
I mean, I feel like it's crazy because, like, some people get married
right, yeah.
off Tinder. I'm like, whoa, Like, I have a friend that met her boyfriend on Tinder.
Same.
And they live together, and they're, like, super happy. And yeah. I'm like, what? That's a thing? Like,
right.
You don't think, like
possible,
Tinder's like, oh, I'm gonna meet my husband on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gonna be like, oh, I just met fucking Sal, and he showed me his dick. You know,
right.
Like, ugh, we went to some shitty-ass dive bar, and he gave me a fucking shitty $5 burger. Because it's burger week!
Burger week.
But... yeah, man, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
Anyway, so after this, after we have 2 weeks left.
The 22nd. We're
done.
We're officially going to be done.
It. We're going to go out into the real world and show them what we got.
Ah, man, it's going to suck.
It's going to suck. We could do it, though.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
I think we got it.
All right, I think we have time to wrap it up.
Yeah, about time for me at the old dusty
trail.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and hopefully give your daddy a big kiss.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. If you want to follow us, follow Brian, the sexy bearded man, on Instagram at Dayography.
Oh, yeah, throw me out there. If you want to follow my boy Jake, SS Pony Boy 1.
No, just 0. Or not 0.
Hashtag, what's good?
Yeah. All right. Peace.